This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Taliban said Friday their overnight offensive had fully captured four major provincial capitals in Afghanistan, including Kandahar. Stunning victories have brought the Islamist insurgents a step closer to the national capital, Kabul, where beleaguered Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government would not respond to reporters' questions about the battlefield status. Taliban spokesman said in a statement issued Friday morning, their latest advances have established insurgent control over more than 14 of Afghanistan's 34 provinces during the past week. Afghan government security forces have struggled to contain stunning week-long insurgent advances. The Taliban are estimating now to hold more than two-thirds of the country and are continuing to pressure government forces. Just weeks away from completing its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, the United States is sending thousands of combat troops back to Kabul in a last-ditch attempt to move diplomatic personnel and Afghan allies out of harm's way. The move announced Thursday by the State Department and the Pentagon comes as U.S. trained and equipped Afghan security forces continue to crumble in the face of the offensive by the Taliban. The first set of reinforcements, 3,000 troops from three U.S. Marine and Army battalions, were expected to arrive in the Afghan capital, Kabul, within 24 to 48 hours. People with weakened immune systems will soon be able to get an extra dose of the COVID-19 vaccines. The announcement by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration applies to millions of Americans who take immune-suppressing medicines because of organ transplants, cancer, or other disorders. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA.